今天晚上跟我们大家来查考第一节一直到第十节。
Tonight I'd like to study with you verse 1 to verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第一节到第十节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 1 to 10.
我们信耶稣有很多的改变。
After we believe in Christ, there are many changes.
有的改变是看得见的。
Some are visible.
好像说，病得医治。
For example, when you're healed of your illness.
或者个性改变。
Or your personality is transformed.
或者坏习惯戒掉。
And you lose your bad habits.
这些改变都是看得见的。
All of these changes are visible.
甚至信了耶稣以后，有时候我们看到一个人他的脸相也在改变。
Sometimes after a person believes in Christ, even his complexion changes.
因为人被神的爱充满，心中充满的平安跟喜乐，那一个人的脸就露出这种反应出来。
And when a person is filled with the joy and peace of Christ, his face shows it.
所以斯提凡面貌像天使。
Therefore, Stephen's face was like that of an angel.
这个就是一种外在的改变。
That is an observable change.
那另外一种就是在灵里面的改变。
Another is a spiritual change.
这不是肉眼看得到的。
It is not visible by the naked eye.
那这个是最重要的改变。
But this is the most important change.
我们现在来看第二章的第一节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
说你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。这个地方我们再看第五节哈。
And let's skip to verse 5.
当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。这一段圣经重复在讲，我们死了，主耶稣要叫我们活过来。
These two verses tell us that we were dead, but Jesus made us live.
因为从圣经看起来，死有两种。
The Bible tells us of two types of death.
一种是我们大家所最怕的，就是肉体的死。
The first is what we fear the most, the physical death.
但是从圣经看起来，这只不过是搬家而已。
Yeah, the Bible tells us that this death is only migration.
我们的灵魂住在这个壳子肉体里面，现在出来了，搬家，搬回到天国去。
Our soul migrates from the shell of a body back to heaven.
所以这个不是最可怕的。
So that is not the most frightening.
那最可怕的就是第二章第一节说，你们死在过犯之中。
But what is most fearful is to be dead in our transgressions.
这个死是指的灵里面的死。
This death is the spiritual death.
灵的死到底是什么意思？
What is the spiritual death?
神告诉亚当，你吃的日子必定死。
God said to Adam, the day you eat the fruit, you will surely die.
但是亚当吃的那一天他没有死。
But Adam was still alive after he ate the fruit.
但是虽然没有死，他被赶出伊甸园。
Yet he was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
看不到神的面。
And he could not see God's face anymore.
与神隔绝。
He was separated from God.
这个灵跟神的关系切断。
His spiritual relationship with God was severed.
这个叫做灵里面的死。
That was a spiritual death.
这个是最可怕的。
That is the most fearful.
因为神是光。
God is light.
神是爱。
God is love.
如果跟神关系切断了，
If we sever our relationship with God,
人就活在黑暗里面。
Then we live in darkness.
跟神的关系切断了，人就不能活在神的爱里面。
Apart from God, we are apart from God's love.
就活在神的愤怒里面。
We live in His wrath and fury.
活在神的咒诅里面。
We live under condemnation.
这个是最可怕的。
That is the most frightening.
但是我们一般人是最不怕的，这其实是最可怕的。
Yet ironically, many people do not fear this death.
那这种灵里面的死，在我们肉体里面，肉体死了以后，那个灵里面的死另外一个结局就是硫磺火湖里面。
Another type of spiritual death after our body dies is the death in the lake of sulfur and fire.
使徒行传就是启示录22章里面讲的硫磺火。
It is the fire described in Revelation chapter 22.
也是主耶稣讲从不会死火不会灭的地方。
It is what Jesus tells us about, where the fire never ceases and the worm never dies.
那为什么人的灵会死？
Why can a spirit die?
第二节的第一句话说，你们死在过犯之中。
Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, you are dead in your transgressions.
因为我们人有罪,
we have sinned.
所以每一个人在灵里面都死了,
and therefore each of us were dead in spirit.
我们跟神原来都没有份的,
we had no part with God.
我们都活在神的愤怒当中,
we lived in his wrath.
我们都活在将来那个地狱, 硫磺火湖的刑罚的阴影之下,
we live under the shadow of hellfire.
这是灵死的原因,
this is how our spirit dies.
因为我们有罪,
it's because of our sins.
我们天天犯罪,
we sin every day.
我们活在神的愤怒当中,
then we live under God's wrath.
那他叫我们活过来,
but he made us alive.
在第五节说, 便叫我们与基督一同活过来,
Verse 5 says, we were made alive with Christ.
这个活过来不是指的肉的活,
this is not a life of the flesh.
因为我们信耶稣的时候, 我们肉体本来就是活着,
because at, when we believe in Christ, our body is already alive.
这个他叫我们活过来, 就是那个关系重新建立,
but to be made alive with Christ means to reestablish our relationship with him.
我们的灵跟神的灵相通,
and our spirit once again has communion with God's spirit.
他的光, 他的爱进到我们里面,
his light, his love re-enters our hearts.
所以我们有恩典, 有盼望,
and we live under grace and hope.
这个叫做在灵里面活过来,
that is to be made alive in spirit.
那这就是人, 做人的价值,
that is how we find our life's value.
在灵里面活过来,
to be made alive in spirit.
那在什么时候活过来,
when are we made alive?
这里说, 便叫我们与基督一同活过来,
Verse 5 says, we were made alive with Christ.
罗马书里面说, 洗礼是跟主同死、同埋葬、同复活,
Romans tell us that through baptism, we die and are buried and are raised to life with Christ.
所以每一个人哦, 你不管墓道多久哦, 到最后一步, 哦, 你要活过来那个最后一步, 哦, 就是要洗礼,
therefore, no matter how long you've been listening to sermons, you must be baptized in order to be made alive.
我们有慕道者慕道几十年了,
we have true seekers who have been coming for decades.
大家都很熟, 哪一个传道都很熟,
they know every pastor of the church.
也很热心啊,
and they seem very zealous.
但只差一步,
but they missed that one step.
没有洗礼,
they have not been baptized.
所以这个在灵里面, 这还是死在过犯里面, 还是死的,
and in the spiritual sense, they are still dead in their transgressions.
那洗礼, 从水里面上来, 就是活了, 灵里面就活了,
after baptism, when we rise from the water, we are made alive in the spirit.
因为这个洗礼, 我们低着头悔改, 就是跟主同死,
during baptism, when we bow our heads to repent of our sins, we die with Christ.
然后全身入浸, 就是跟主同埋葬,
when we're fully immersed in the water, we're buried with Christ.
我们的罪人, 埋葬到主的宝血里面,
we as sinners are buried into his precious blood.
然后我们起来,
then we rise,
就是跟主同复活,
we are resurrected with him.
罪赦免了,
our sins are forgiven,
跟神的关系接上去了,
we reestablish our relationship with God.
灵里面就复活了,
and we are resurrected in spirit.
所以这里才说, 我们死在过犯中, 祂叫我们与基督一同活过来,
that is what it means to that we were dead in our transgressions, but Jesus made us alive.
那这种改变最重要,
this is the most important transformation.
我们死在过犯中, 祂叫我们活过来,
we were dead in transgression, but he made us alive.
因为这种活是永远的活,
this life is eternal life,
就是永生的开始,
that is the beginning of our eternal life.
是大家看着不是很重要, 但是是最重要的,
many people don't value it, but it is the most valuable.
那这种从死进到生, 圣经说这是本乎恩, 在第五节最后面,
and verse 5 continues saying that it is by grace that we have been saved from death to life.
我们看, 第七节,
That's
also 第六节,
verse
6. 7. 8. 这个地方讲说得救是本乎恩也因着信,
salvation is by grace through faith.
什么叫做本乎恩?
What does it mean to be by grace?
罗马书里面说，做工得工价，这算不了恩典。
Romans tells us that it is normal for us to earn wages by working.
你很辛苦去做工，老板给你钱，这是你换来的。
You exchange your labor for pay.
所以你如果很认真哈、哦，去修心养性，到最后啊，神看你说你没有罪，所以你可以进天国。啊，这不是恩典。
And if you actually can cultivate yourself so much that God considers you righteous, then that is not a grace.
这是你的功夫去换来的。
Because that is your work.
但是这可能吗
？But is that even possible?
这不可能的。
And it's not.
啊，因为人不可能过着没有犯罪的生活。
No one can live a life without sin.
因此，我们需要神的怜悯。
Therefore, we need God's mercy.
所以我们得救不是出于行为。
And our salvation is not by our work.
啊，以赛亚书里面说，人的义在神面前都是污秽的。
Isaiah tells us that our righteousness are filthy before God.
你看，以赛亚他是一个很好的青年。
Isaiah was a wonderful man.
神要选召他的时候，显一个异象给他看。
When God called him, he showed him a vision.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
He saw God sitting on the throne.
他那个衣袍这样下垂遮盖圣殿。
And his robe covered the holy temple.
然后撒拉佛就是那个天使啊，在主的面前飞翔。
And many seraphs or angels flew around him.
那一直在呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And they praised God, saying, "Holy, holy."
他一喊的时候，那个殿的门根基都动起来了。
And their voices shook the foundation of the temple.
那这个撒拉维看到第一个，哎呀，我有罪了。
And when Isaiah saw the vision, his first thought was, "I am a sinner."
我活在罪人当中。
And I live among sinners.
所以人的好哦，在神看起来都是污秽的。
Our good. Are evil before God.
所以不可能人靠行为可以得救。
And so it is impossible for us to be saved by our deeds.
因此说得救不是出于行为。
Therefore salvation is not by works.
这是出于怜悯。
It is by God's mercy.
那为什么出于怜悯呢
？How is it by mercy?
既然不是出于行为，所以今天神不看我们的行为。
Because it is impossible to be saved by works, God does not look at our works.
神看我们的信心。
But He looks at our faith.
你愿意相信耶稣吗
？Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
如果你愿意相信他是你的救主
，If you believe He is your Savior,
你相信他曾经为着我们的罪死在十字架上
，If you believe that He died on the cross for our sins,
你相信他可以赦免我们的罪
，If you believe He can forgive your sins,
你信天下人间没有第二个名我们可以靠着得救
，And you believe that there's no other way to be saved except by Jesus,
你信他的话，照他的话来做
，And you believe in His words and follow them accordingly,
接受洗礼
，Then accept baptism,
他就要称你做没有罪的人
，Then He will He will credit you as with sinless.
他的血要洁净我们的罪。
Because his blood cleansed away your sin.
这个叫做恩。
And that is a grace of God.
也是从我们的信来的。
It comes from our faith.
所以这是我们得救最重要一步，从信心开始。
That is the most important step of salvation.
然后靠着神的怜悯，靠着神的恩典。
And by God's grace, we're saved.
那这样是不是指着我们得救以后啊，行为不重要？
And so, is our works unimportant?
啊，因为我们看到有很多做基督徒的人，啊，他在世界上虽然信了耶稣，好像生活也没有什么改变。
And in fact, many Christians, after they believe in Christ, show no change in their lives at all.
那是不是指的行为不是很重要
？So is works not important?
当然，行为是重要的。
Of course, work is also important.
因为行为是信心的一部分。
Works is our part of our faith.
所以真的有信心的人，行为都会改变。
A person with true faith will change his deeds.
因此，这个雅各书里面说，信心没有行为是死的。
The book of James tells us that faith without deeds is dead.
得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Salvation is by grace through faith.
那如果我们真的信，
And if we truly have faith,
你如果真的相信这个神这么爱我们，
if you truly believe that God loves you,
如果我们真的相信神将来会审判我们，
if you truly believe that He will judge us,
怎么有人敢犯罪呢？
How would you dare to sin from now on?
如果我们真的相信主耶稣为我们死，
if you truly believe that Jesus died for you,
所以我们今天才能够生，
that you are made alive today,
怎么有人不会爱主耶稣呢？
How would you dare not to love Him?
所以那个得救是因着信，那个信是指的活泼的信心。
Our salvation is through our faith, a living faith.
不是指着这个观念上、头脑上的这个知识。
It is not just a matter of concept.
很多人在观念上、头脑上，他认同圣经的教训。
Many people acknowledge the teachings in the Bible.
但是在生活上，他有他自己的一套。
But they do what they want.
这个不叫做信。
That is not faith.
因为没有行为，不叫做信。
Because faith without deeds is not true faith.
信是要用行为来表现出来。
We show our faith by our deeds.
因此在以弗所书第二章就看到一个信主以前跟信主以后他的生活有很大的改变。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, we read about the transformation between a person before and after.
好，我们先看一个信主以前的人他的生活有什么特色。
What is the characteristics of a life before you believe in Christ?
请看第二节。
3 verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今伯逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节。
3.
我们从前也就在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。我们仔细读这段圣经啊，我们发现啊，一个人啊还没有得救之前呢，他的生活啊有两大力量在控制他。
When you study these verses carefully, you discover that there are two powers that controls a person's life.
第一个力量就是第三节肉体的私欲。
The first.It's in verse 3, the cravings of our sinful nature.
那中文也翻得很有意思，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And we follow our desires and thoughts.
真的，我们肉体有一个欲望。
There is a desire of the flesh.
那你仔细看啊，没有一个人生来就喜欢受苦的。
No one likes to suffer.
小孩子小小的要他长大五六岁，你叫他去捡一个纸屑有时候他不要。
Even when you ask the little kid to pick up the trash, they don't want to do it.
但是如果他 feel good, 他就去了。
They will do it if they feel good.
所以小孩子你看呢，还没有吃奶以前，你要拿那个 apple juice 给他喝，他也一直喝，很好喝。
And a baby might not like to drink milk, but they would love to drink apple juice because it tastes good.
这个就是肉体欲望的一个倾向。
This is an inclination of our fleshly desires.
对不对？这不已经是次要。
And it is no longer a matter of right and wrong.
舒服不舒服，感觉好不好，这个最重要。
Whether or not it feels good.
那这个就是现在人生活的一个重要的指标。
And that is how people live their lives today.
有一次我问那个小小那个又这个少年班。
Once I asked one of the junior class.
人活着要人活着要做什么
？Why do we live?
我以为说他们从来没有想过。
I thought they perhaps they never thought about it.
哎呀，这小孩子就回答了：人活着就是要快乐。
But they answered right away. We live to be happy.
这个真的答得很对哦。
That is a good answer.
现在人活着就是要快乐。
People today want to live happily.
为什么要喝酒？快乐。
And they drink to they seek happiness and alcohol.
为什么要用药？快乐。
They seek happiness and drugs.
为什么要同居？快乐。
They seek happiness in living with the opposite sex.
为什么要苟合？快乐。
They seek happiness in their sexual desires.
所以整个这个我们人的这种决定生活的这个方向，就是要让自己快乐。
So every decision is based on happiness.
因此，这个是一种力量在引导人一直往前去。
And it's the power that leads everyone.
所以你看，我以前曾经叫我的那个最小的女儿，叫她吸地板。她那个时候在六七岁，她说 "I don't feel like it."
When my youngest daughter was 7 years old, I asked her to vacuum the floor, and her answer was, I don't feel like it.
我小时候从来没有对我父母这样讲。
I've never said that to my parents.
她怎么会这样讲呢？
And I wonder why she would ever say that to me.
学校里面学的。
She learned it from school.
那感谢者呢, 现在有进步了, 她不会这样讲。
And thank God she's gotten better. She hasn't said that to me since.
她得圣灵了, 她教会里面常常聚会。
After she received the Holy Spirit and she attended services,
有时候啊,
she's gotten better.
她自己会帮忙做事, 不要讲自己会帮忙。
Now she even volunteers to do chores.
所以这个是这个世界的一个特性。
And this is a characteristic of life in the world.
随着心中喜好的去行。
People follow their desires of the sinful nature.
所以圣经里面才说，摩西那个时代啊，他放弃最终的快乐。希伯来书里面讲，他放弃最终的快乐。
The book of Hebrew tells us that Moses gave up his pleasure in sin.
他快乐就快乐，他为什么要加一个罪？
Why would the Bible emphasize pleasure in sin?
因为很多的快乐是跟罪有关系。
Because many pleasures has to do with sin.
你看到到大西洋城, 你到看拉斯维加斯, 这么多人, 晚上都不睡觉, 那不是很快乐吗?
Many people don't even sleep in Las Vegas or Atlantic City. Isn't that a pleasure?
那个都跟罪有关系啊。
But has to do with sin.
这个就是人的一种罪性在里面, 引导人往前走的一个力量。
It is man's sinful nature that guides them along.
那这个如果没有神帮助, 有时候没有办法脱离的。
And without God's help, we cannot escape from this.
你知道这样不对, 你还一直去走啊。
Even if you know this is wrong, you are still guided by it.
因为这好像一部车子, 你停到那个下坡的地方, 它自然就往下滑。
When you park a car in neutral downhill, it will go down.
所以这个人性自然就是往那个地方去堕落, 一直下去啊。
So our sinful nature also leads us downwards.
因此圣经才说,
The Bible tells us,
说要攻克己身, 叫身服我。
We beat our own flesh so that it will submit to us.
就是肉体这个欲望, 你不能让它控制你啊。
We cannot let our sinful desire control us.
你要控制它。
You must in turn control it.
如果你让肉体的欲望来控制你, 就完了。
And it would be we would be finished if our sinful nature controls us.
它一直把你逼着先去, 很快乐, 很快乐, 到时候罪, 最终之的。
It will lead you deeper and deeper into the pleasures of sin.
但是如果你控制它,
But if you have control over it, then you become closer and closer
这不讲了,
to God.
这要神帮助, 不然你做不到的。
And we need God's help to accomplish that.
那大家都在找快乐, 只有我一个人不快乐, 怎么可以?
But otherwise, how could you live if everyone else seeks happiness and pleasure
大家都找快乐,
and you don't?
我跟他去吧。
You would do as everyone does.
完了, 就这样就下去了。
And you would go. You would reach the doom as they do.
所以彼得前书里面说，你要受苦的心智为兵器。
First Peter tells us that we must be determined to suffer as a weapon.
这个受苦的心智就是说，如果这个快乐跟罪有关，已经得罪神了，我就把它砍断，这个就是受苦啊。If
pleasure comes from sin, we must cut it off.
那有受苦的心智，就与罪断绝。If
we're willing to suffer, then we are cut off from sin.
那这个是每一个信耶稣的人要有一个属灵的装备。And
that is how everyone who believes in Christ must be prepared.
因为现今的世代, 整个都是往那个方向去走。
Because this world is heading in that direction.
那在这段圣经里面还有说, 第二节,
Verse 2 also tells us,
还有, 顺从空中掌权者的首领。
The way of the world follows the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
空中掌权者是谁? 魔鬼。
Who is this ruler? This is the devil.
魔鬼也是一个很有力量的一个灵。
The devil is a spirit with power.
魔鬼啊，会进到人的心，在人的心中工作。
He enters and works within our hearts.
使人顺着罪恶的情欲、肉体的欲望，一直往下去做。
He pushes us to follow and submit to our sinful desires.
所以里面有情欲，外面有魔鬼。
We have our sinful nature within and the devil without.
那两个勾挂在一起，人还有什么希望？
And how we are hopeless when they both of them work against us.
注定天天犯罪。
We're destined to sin.
这个就是我们还没有信耶稣以前的一种生活方式。
That is our life before we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以第二节说, 随从今世的风俗。
Verse 2 says, we continue to follow the way of the world.
有时候我们常常在提到说, 哦, 我们来到美国, 美国的文化, 我们一定要接受。
As immigrants, you might think you want to be assimilated into the American culture.
我要仔细想这个对不对。
But is that the right thing to do?
说什么叫做今世的风俗?
What is the way of the world?
今世的风俗就是现今的文化。
It is the culture and the way of the society.
那在推动美国的文化里面有一个很大的一个 一个力量是什么？大众传播。
And the mass media plays a great role in American culture.
啊，还有就是学校的教育。
And education.
这两个是推动美国文化往前进的两大力量。
These two play an important role in American culture.
所以一个人接受教育，或者是在这个大众传播接触久之后，啊，他自然就会美国化。
So when a person is educated in the American school system, and watches the mass media, he is assimilated into the culture.
所以你看那个青年长大以后，他为什么头要留这样平的，让他染上七彩？
Why would the young people shave their head a certain way or color their hair a certain way?
难道他自己发明了吗？
Did they think of it all by themselves?
不是。
No.
电视看多了，学校看多了，这是文化，你就被影响。
They saw it as part of the culture on TV or in their and their friends at school.
所以我们对这个文化的接受要以圣经的尺度再一次去衡量。
So when we whether or not we accept something from the culture, we have to measure by the Bible.
教会有教会的文化。
There is a culture in the church.
啊，教会的文化就是从圣经来的。
And the culture from the church ought to come from the Bible.
所以有时候我们信主久以后，你常常会感觉到，哎，奇怪，跟没有信的人讲话不投机，跟这教会的人越讲越投机。
After you believe for some time, you might realize that you have a lot to talk about with other members, but little to talk about with non-believers.
这个也有好也有坏。
That is both good and bad.
啊，坏在哪里？跟教会人在一起有坏在哪里
？What's wrong with being able to communicate with other members?
布道会一到要找牧道，找不到一个，因为外边的朋友断光了。
If you don't have any friends outside the churches, you can't invite anyone for evangelical service.
因为谈得不投机，全部断光了。
If you can't talk with non-believers, then you would not be a friend.
是找不到一个人。
You can't invite anyone.
我的朋友全部是属灵的。
Because all your friends would be church members.
哎，世界一个也没有，找不到人来慕道。
And you have no friends outside in the world.
那除了这个坏处之外，其他都是好的。
But aside from that, it is all for the best.
因为我们教会里面是根据圣灵的运行，神的话啊，这样来建立我们教会的风气。
Because the church is established through the word of God and the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们在教会里面，青年，你看哦。如果青年一起出去啊，你放心了、啊，再走来走去也不会差到哪里。
So when the young people go out together, you won't be worried.
但是如果一个青年跟那个没有信的人出去
，But if a young person from church goes out with a non-believer,
或者一个跟一堆没有信的人出去
，Or one member goes out with a group of non-members,
有时候你就提心吊胆了。
Sometimes you get worried.
他可能跑去夜总会。
You're not sure where they go. Perhaps the clubs.
可能去跳，可能去喝酒。
Perhaps to drink.
那既然没有神了，就随着肉体所喜好的去行了。
Because when you live apart from God, you live according to your fleshly desires.
所以不论怎样，我们青年在成长当中啊，应该是在主里面啊，在这个大的团体里面这样来进行，就比较安全。
So it is safe for you to grow.Within the church.
所以这里在讲哈，我们在没有复活灵里面还没有跟神挂钩恢复以前呢，我们的生活是怎么样生活
？And I just described to you our life before we're connected to Christ.
是随从今世的风俗。
It is a life that follows the ways of the world.
顺从空中掌权者的手里。
And submits to the ruler of the air.
随着肉体喜好的去行。
It is a life that follows the sinful.Desires.
那我们现在因着信也因着恩，我们得救了。
So, by grace through faith we are saved.
好，那我们的生活又应该怎么改变
？So how has our life changed?
我们回到以弗所书第二章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的，为着要叫我们行善。啊，就是神预备叫我们行的。这里说我们是神的工作
，We are God's workmanship、
哦。在基督耶稣里面造成
，Created in Christ Jesus。
啊，我们如果看到一个人哈、啊，在木头在那里敲敲打打，啊
，When you see someone working with tools，
啊，那你就知道他可能是要做一个椅子或者要做一个桌子。
Maybe he is making a table or a chair.
啊，或者要做一个啊，这个花瓶。
or a vase.
啊，因为他在做一个东西。
They're making something.
啊，那个东西做完之后，他有一个目的。
And that something will serve a purpose.
啊，椅子就是要坐的，桌子就是要让人啊摆着吃饭的。
A chair can be sat on. A table can be used to place things.
那我们是神的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
那神在我们身上做工是有一个目的的。
And we also serve a purpose.
啊，它是在基督里面造成的。
We are created in Christ Jesus.
啊，就是说，借着主的宝血，借着主的拣选，把我们从罪里面救出来。
That is through the blood of Christ we are saved from sin.
那借着主的灵，借着主的道，要改造我们。
And He changes us by His Spirit and by His Word.
这个叫做他的工作在基督里面造成的。
That is how we are created in Christ Jesus.
那目的要做什么？
To what purpose?
要叫我们行善。
To do good works.
所以今天我们在属灵上得救了，要做什么呢？要叫我们行善。
So why are we saved in spirit? It is for us to do good works.
那什么叫做行善？
What is good works?
那讲到最后就是诫命的两条啊。
It is
爱神爱人。
The two greatest commandments, to love God and to love man.
这个就是行善。
Those are the good works.
就是神在我们身上做工的目的。
It is why God created us.
要我们爱神爱人。
To love God and to love man.
那这样就达到神造我们，神在拣选我们的目的了。
If we do that, then we achieve the purpose of God's calling.
所以还没有得救以前，
Before we are saved,
魔鬼在我们心中作王。
The devil rules in our heart.
肉体的欲望在引导我们。
And our sinful nature guides us.
我们犯罪。
And we sin.
死在过犯里面。
And we die in our transgressions.
非常可怜。
And we are pitiful.
现在得救了。
Now that we're saved,
神在我们心中作王。
God rules in our heart.
神的爱充满我们里面。
God's love fills.
圣灵加添我们力量。
The Holy Spirit adds to our strength.
从今以后要做善事。
So we must do good works.
爱神。
To love God.
在教会里面多多帮忙圣工。
And to help in the church.
别人做不到的，我们做得到，要尽量做。
If you can do what others can't, then do it.
因为我们神要叫我们行善。
Because God's purpose is for us to do good works.
爱人。
And to love man.
啊，多带领人来教会里面慕道。
To invite others to the church.
救人的灵魂。
To save souls.
啊，别人有需要多帮忙。
And to help those in need.
灵性的软弱多为他祷告。
To pray for those who are spiritually weak.
这个就是神在我们身上做工的目的。
That is why God works within us.
那如果我们真的过一个行善的生活。
If we can live a life of good works.
你根本就没有时间去犯罪。
You have no time to sin.
犯罪就时间太多了。
You sin when you have too much time on your hands.
礼拜天躺在床上不起来，你头脑就乱想。
When you lie on your bed Sunday morning, you think of many things.
那起来以后，你不读圣经，不祷告，也不帮忙，或者说做一些好的事情。
If you don't do good works, don't read the Bible and don't pray when you get up.
那你在家里面自然就想要看电视，有时候就想要做这个做那个，很多就没有
end up
没有益处的。
Watching TV and do this and that, nothing useful.
你如果真的要行善
，If you truly want to do good works,
你发现时间不够的。
You find that there's very little time.
根本就不会去犯罪。
You have no time to sin.
常常去犯罪是因为没有行善。
You sin often because you don't do good works.
你看那个圣经里面讲了，约瑟在波提法的家。
The Bible tells us about Joseph in the house of Potiphar.
那为什么波提法的太太会引诱他犯罪
？And why would his mistress ask him to sin?
因为太闲了，没事情做。
Because she has too much time on her hands.
没事情做，罪就跑出来了。
She has nothing else to do, so she thought of sinful things.
所以我们在这个世代里面，当我们每一个人每一日工作，在剩下的时间精力要行善。
We all need to work, but use our remaining time for good works.
那我们不但可以荣耀神，我们对自己也有帮助。
Not only do we glorify God that way, we also edify ourselves.
所以这一段圣经在讲出死入生。
This passage in Ephesians tells us about going from death to life.
在灵里面一个很大的改变。
It is a great transformation in the spirit.
但是我们生活的内容也会有很大的改变。
And we will also witness a great transformation in our lives.